Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it might be that you're listening to this. I got started once about 5 minutes ago, and then I got a phone call from my daughter and had to talk to her, so I had to start all over again. But anyway, it's another beautiful summer day, so let's just sit back and enjoy. I'm going to read to you today from the Gospel of Matthew, and Jesus is out giving these people parables. And parables are supposed to be little things that we can take from it what he's trying to say we have to do in our lives. But people don't even pick up the parables. So we're going to hear that happen again. So I'd ask you now to hear the words of our blessed Savior as they come to us in the Gospel of Matthew. Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." And immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How did the fig tree wither away so soon?" So Jesus answered and said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say this to a mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' it will be done. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." Amen. Well, in order to put this into a bit of perception or perceiving, whatever, it's all about the last line. "And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." So Jesus is saying the answer to our problems is prayer. And believing that what we're asking of God, if it's what, not something self-centered, well, we ask for some really strange stuff sometimes, but those things that are life-changing, those things that we're saying to rectify things, like we pray for the end of war. Well, yes, we want war to end, but unfortunately, it's kind of like that fig tree. You know, it's all full of beautiful branches and wonderful leaves, but no fruit. It's just there occupying space. And Jesus says, you're not solving anything. You're not doing anything. You're creating problems because people can't get figs. So, boom, you're done, buddy. I don't know. Do I want to pray for that? I often pray for people to see the light, to be encouraged, to find a new friend, to do something that will bring a change to your life. Or are we like the fig tree? We're all leaves and no fruit. We're all big and beautiful, but no fruit, no value, no participation in society. We're just going along with the crowd, and we're not doing anything that would resemble faith, and that we're simply going to enjoy life and be a beautiful tree bearing no fruit. And Christ says, well, good luck with that, because this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to end up dead. And nobody's going to miss you because everything's going to fall away and nobody's going to recognize you except as a dead tree. Or do you want to produce fruit? Do you want to have fruit? Do you want to be a tree that people actually come to get something, to get nourishment, to get strength, to get satisfy their hunger? That's what it is. We need to make our tree fruitful. Standing up and spouting off the Bible and saying this, that, and the other thing, and going to church every Sunday, well, that's really great. But unless you do something with all of that, it's a waste of time. You're just the fruit tree without any fruit. You're just sitting there with big, beautiful branches, and everybody looks at you and says, oh, you're so wonderful and so beautiful and so perfect. But you're nothing. You're nothing. You're just a fruit tree with no fruit. You're a waste of soil. You're using up ground that could be productive for making the world a better place. And that's what Jesus is trying to say. Pray. Pray that you get the strength to see, and you get the courage to act, and you get the desire to move out and be something for God, for Jesus. And I don't want you to be a raving lunatic evangelist standing on a street corner handing out tracts. I want you to be the one that people look to get fed, to understand, to know that they have a safe place to go when they're in trouble, when they need some help, that life is perfect. Never. Are you that fig tree? My sense is we're all fig trees producing fruit. Some of us produce it maybe by the bushel basket, and some of us produce it by the pint container. But we're producing fruit. So the opportunity is there for us to produce more fruit. But we have to challenge it by getting more fertilizer, by asking through prayer to have God give us the strength to become more, even more open up with our faith, with our understanding of Jesus, with our love of Christ, with our ability to not be pious and evangelical, but to be caring and prayerful. It's all about prayer. It's all about trusting in Jesus. It's all about being prepared to challenge ourselves, to put down a new root from our tree that wasn't there before, but is going to the everlasting water, of changing ourselves so that we can become even more fruitful. That rather than having 10 or 20 figs on our tree, we're going to have 50 or 60, and as we progress along the way, we're eventually going to end up with a tree that has branches that can hardly hold fruit. Will we ever get there? Probably not. But we need to challenge ourselves to remember that to get the courage we need to become a fruitful tree, we have to pray. We have to trust in Jesus. We have to believe in God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and we have to be prepared to cross some of those boundaries that we've set for ourselves, to move into our uncomfortable zone and challenge others to see how wonderful it would be if they could but follow Jesus. It's not the answer to all the world's problems, because the world's problems are created by politicians and by others who are greedy, and we all know the reasons why. It's about giving our fruit to people in need. People in need for Jesus Christ. People in need to become and walk with Christ. To understand that the world can be made up of people that love each other, no matter who they are, where they are, what they've done, where they're going. We're a fruit tree. And our fruit comes because we pray and because we share. Let us pray. O gracious and loving Father, we thank you. We thank you for the parables that Jesus tells. And Lord, sometimes we have to dig and push ourselves to understand what he's trying to say. We're no different than the disciples. Open our hearts and minds to search and to learn and to be prepared to challenge ourselves to move out into the world and continue to make a difference for Christ. In all this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, who when he prayed taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now it was just before Christmas, and the magistrate was in a happy mood. He asked the prisoner who was in the dock, What are you charged with? The prisoner replied, Doing my Christmas shopping too early. That's no crime, said the magistrate. Just how early were you doing this shopping? Before the shop opened. I guess he was a bit early. A Sunday school teacher decided to have her second grade class memorize Psalm 23, one of the most quoted passages in the Bible. She gave the children a month to learn the chapter. One little boy was excited about the task, but he just couldn't memorize the psalm. Although he practiced and practiced, he could hardly get past the first line. The day came for the children to recite Psalm 23 before the congregation. While the little boy was nervous, when his turn came, he stepped up to the microphone and proudly said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I need to know. Amen and amen."